Ketoconazole Shampoo, Benefits, Risks, and How to Use It, Dermatologist Reviewed. This article is medically reviewed by the board-certified dermatologist, Rina Alla. This audio article is part of the Raw Beauty Source audio blog. Many people suffer from scalp issues like flaking, itchiness, dryness, and scaling. But while most times these symptoms are caused by dandruff, a very common condition, other times the cause may be psoriasis, fungus infection, or dermatitis. For acute or temporary dandruff, using mild anti-dandruff shampoo and scalp treatment is often enough to relieve the symptoms. That being said, persistent scalp issues that last for months or years may require prescribed medication or personal care products with active ingredients. Ketoconazole shampoo is often prescribed and used for scalp issues including dandruff, psoriasis, fungal infections and dermatitis, and others. However, if you consider using ketoconazole shampoo, it's important to know not only its potential benefits, but also its side effects, how to use it correctly, as well as other key information. Because after all, this is not your regular drugstore shampoo, it's a medical one. Let's get started. Benefits of ketoconazole shampoo. Here's the advice from the board-certified dermatologist, Rina Alla. Quote, not just a shampoo. Ketoconazole 2% shampoo may be prescribed as a body wash or even as a face wash. More specifically, topical ketoconazole may be used as a body wash for certain types of fungal rashes, including tinea versicolor, a rash that involves hypopigmented or pink patches on the chest, neck and back, or tinea corporis, also known as ringworm. Believe it or not, scalp dandruff can involve the face, including the eyebrows, ears, and folds around the nose. Topical ketoconazole may be used as a face wash 1 to 2 times weekly in the shower to not only treat the rash, but prevent recurrence of the rash after successfully treated. Maintenance medication. Topical ketoconazole shampoo has promising results when treating scalp dandruff, but also preventing recurrence of scalp dandruff. I often recommend that my patients use topical ketoconazole shampoo once weekly as maintenance to keep the yeast that typically causes scalp dandruff at bay. Allergic reaction. Though a true contact allergic rash is rare to topical ketoconazole, it is important to notify your board-certified dermatologist if you develop a skin rash or burning sensation after ketoconazole application. End of quote. Evidence suggests that 2% ketoconazole shampoo, this concentration of shampoo should be prescribed by a dermatologist, may be beneficial for the treatment and prevention of the following scalp conditions. Seborrheic dermatitis, severe dandruff, and fungal infections on scalp. Furthermore, according to Medline Plus, this type of medical shampoos are mainly prescribed for the treatment of tinea versicolor, type of fungal infection on the scalp, but shampoos with lower concentration of ketoconazole, over-the-counter shampoos, could also be used to control flaky, scaly, and itchy scalp. And according to a 2019 review paper, topical ketoconazole can be effective in the treatment of androgenetic alopecia, a common hair loss condition starting from both temples, most commonly occurring in men. Can you buy ketoconazole shampoo without prescription? You can buy shampoo with up to 2% ketoconazole concentration without a prescription in the pharmacy. However, this is still considered medical shampoo and should be used carefully and according to the instructions given by your healthcare provider or pharmacist. That being said, higher concentrations of this ketoconazole can be prescribed by a healthcare provider or board-certified dermatologist. Generally, this medical shampoo is prescribed only after the health specialist has evaluated your overall health condition and the current treatment, medication, and supplements you take. What are the side effects of ketoconazole shampoo? As ketoconazole is a medicine, its topical application may be associated with various scalp side effects including irritation, itching, burning, stinging, rash, blistering and flaking, hair loss, excess hair dryness or oiliness, abnormal hair texture like thinning hair, headache, scalp pustules, and discoloration of hair. Very rarely, people may experience more severe side effects like shortness of breath, swelling, tightness in the chest, fever, fast heartbeat, joint pain, and others. If you notice any adverse effects of ketoconazole shampoo usage, immediately consult your dermatologist or healthcare provider. How to use ketoconazole shampoo? Knowing how to use ketoconazole shampoo correctly is essential in order to prevent any side effects. The Mayo Clinic provides specific guidelines for both people who use medicinal shampoo with ketoconazole, as well as those who use over-the-counter version. Medicinal ketoconazole 2% concentration shampoo for fungal scalp infections should be used just once. Over-the-counter ketoconazole 1% concentration shampoo for dandruff could be optimally used every 3 to 4 days and up to 8 weeks for adults. Step 1. Wet your hair and scalp thoroughly with water. Step 2. Apply enough shampoo for the whole head and lather it well by gently massaging it onto your scalp. Step 3. Rinse your hair and scalp well with warm water. 4. Repeat steps 2 and 3. Step 5. Dry your hair. Disclaimer: always follow the advice of your healthcare provider when using prescribed ketoconazole shampoo, or stick to the guidelines printed on the label of your OTC shampoo. Thank you for listening to this article. For more audio articles, visit the Raw Beauty Source audio blog.